When fictional characters set off on their narrative journey, we readers expect things to change for them by its conclusion. They'll find fame or true love or themselves. On the way, they'll overcome obstacles and defy or maybe succumb to adversity, possibly end up dead. We'd be hugely disappointed, fed up, or bored if we ploughed our way through to find that the protagonist in the opening had not altered at all upon reaching the end. But what of the writer? It seems obvious, though little talked about, that the process of creating plausible fiction, or biography, or memoir, or any sustained piece, will induce change in the person who is seeing it through. Exhaustion, for one thing. Exhilaration when it's going well. Deep melancholy when it's not. Mood swings. Madness. Is it worth it all, we ask. And that's only during the writing of one work. If, as a jobbing writer in whatever genre, you multiply the impact over many projects and many years of fluctuating fortunes, the gathering effects multiply, some for the good, some for the not so good, all of them profound. On the positive side, there's resilience. It takes tenacity to finish a long piece of work, to send it out, to counter rejection and remain on course. Perhaps it's helpful if that resilience is innate, if those with dogged persistence are born that way and not made. Harper Lee's leaning seems to be towards the former. A prerequisite for those aspiring to a writing career is, she insists, a thick hide. But if skin won't be toughened, then at least we can learn to hide the tears. And anyway, with our thin skin tends to come sensitivity and empathy. Compassion for the plight of our characters and, applying it to real life, perhaps a deeper understanding of human relationships and behaviour. One habit I've picked up over my writing life is to listen intently, picking up nuances of language, small verbal habits that make convincing dialogue. To be honest, it's eavesdropping, which, done discreetly, can provide rich fodder for the writer. Some call it nosiness. I defend it as a life-enhancing curiosity about the quirks and oddities of being human. And curiosity has always struck me as a positive quality, in real life as in fiction. After all, it's the fuel that powers such narrative engines as What If? And What Happens Next? In a long writing life, the biggest change of all must be affected by the millions of words one swallows and absorbs. Are building blocks. No architect has access to such an infinite variety of materials and the boundless ways they can be assembled. There's no end, no tedium in a lifelong love affair with language. Just small endings when you reach the conclusion of another piece of work and realize, sadly, that you're not getting any better. By which time, your writing has taught you the most important lesson of all. Acceptance.